Amen. We're going to be in Proverbs 22 tonight. Proverbs 22. We finally made it to January. Last week we weren't quite to January yet. We're still in October. But this week we've made it January 8th. All right. So Proverbs 22, verse 1. Bible says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So I read through this verse, and I was looking at it, and I thought, man, it seems like we preached on this. We've done this. And I kept going. And I went and looked through all my notes, and we did in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. But it goes a little bit different way in that one. And so we're going to see some things here tonight. Going to go a different way, kind of some of the same. Does anybody here remember that? A good name? We talked about that? No. I appreciate y'all really keeping all that. No. it was a while back. So, number one, which would you rather? Which would you rather? So we're going to play a game tonight. Y'all ready? We're going to play the game, which would you rather? Okay? And so, you don't really have to respond out here, but I don't know how you would anyway, but think about this. Would you rather have a rewind button or pause button on your life? Think about that. Which would you rather rewind and go redo some of it, or pause and wait for life to go on a little bit and catch up to it? I don't know. Which one? Rewind? You want to rewind it? Yeah? Okay. Number two. Would you rather go without TV or junk food for the rest of your life? No, a rather. It's a rather. You can't get, there's no both. Would you rather do without TV or without junk food? Go without TV. All right. Anybody would rather go without junk food? A couple of you? Yeah. All right. So number three. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator? Ooh, are you claustrophobic or afraid of heights? You know, which one? You say elevator? How many would say elevator? Yeah? Yeah, I think a ski lift too. I think I would get a little claustrophobic. At least a ski lift, I guess you feel like you could do something. Maybe. Probably not. Yeah. Number four. Would you rather spend the night in a luxury hotel room or camping surrounded by beautiful scenery? Who goes for the luxury? Yeah. Who goes for the camping? Wow, okay. Who didn't say anything? Okay. All right. Number five. Would you rather have nosy neighbors or noisy neighbors? No. This is a rather. This isn't a third option. Noisy or nosy? Noisy. He'd rather noisy. How many would rather the noisy neighbors? Yeah? How many rather the nosy neighbors? Some of you are like, I already have it. Yeah? Okay. All right. Number six. Here's a good one. Would you rather eat pizza or ice cream as the only food for eternity? Easy one. Ice cream. 100% ice cream for me. How many would go pizza? I'm the only one who goes ice cream. Okay, you can tell. I am an ice cream. A lot of this right here is due to ice cream. So anyhow. Number seven. Would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago or be poor but live today? Yeah. What's that? Are you keep trying to go for the third one? Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not. How many would go for filthy rich 400 years ago? Yeah? Yeah, okay. All right. No running water. Outhouses. But you have somebody to... Anyway. Number 8. Would you rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood or the worst house in a good neighborhood? The worst house in a good neighborhood? How many would say I'd rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood? Anybody? Yeah. Lock the doors. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's your choice. It's your rather, you know. Number 9. Would you rather be poor and work at a job you love or rich and work at a job you hate? How many would go for the hate job? How many would say, man, money with hate? Yeah. The rest of y'all would say, I would rather be poor at a job that I love. What's that? Yeah, there you go. If you love what you do, you don't go to work a day in your life. That's it. And then the last one, number 10. Would you rather have more time or more money? Time. Yeah. How many would say more time? Yeah. How many would say more money? Yeah, you like. So the youth says money. The age says time. Exactly. That seems fitting. Okay. Well, we're back to our so the Proverbs don't give us choices. It gives us wisdom. Okay? So the Proverbs isn't about, hey, which one of these do you want? It's about wisdom, about choosing the right way. Number one, there's a comparison here of two things that we find in chapter 22, verse 1. A good name, and B, great riches. So there's a choice that's given, or I'm not saying a choice. Sorry, it's not a choice. It's a comparison. There's a comparison between the two. So number two, a good name is a good reputation among the wise and good. Now, this is important. It's important that we understand that it's a good reputation among the wise and the good. It's not just a good reputation. I mean, you can have a good reputation among the hoodlums, right? So it's not a good reputation among the business world. It's not a good reputation among, your band of thieves. You know, that, no, it's a good reputation among those that would be also wise and those that would be good. And so this is what he's talking about, this kind of thing there, this idea of a good name. It's a good name, is a good name among those that are wise and good. So B, why would a person rather have a good name than great riches? I mean, when we think about it, have you ever been in a place that you could use a little bit more money? Right? Have you ever not been a place you could use a little bit? I mean, almost everybody's been in a place that they could use some money. Right? You ever had a bill that you wish you could have paid earlier or didn't have? We've all been in those kind of places. So why would you prefer or why would you rather have a good name than great riches? Now, number one, partly, there's several partlys on this, okay? So it's maybe thirds, I don't know. Partly because it's a special blessing from God, okay? Listen, having a good name, let me just read here. A under that. A good name is given by God only to worthy people. Only to worthy people. So, by the way, all Christians don't have a good name. Is that right? I mean, and I'm not talking about a name written down in heaven. We're talking about a reputation. Some Christian folks really have a pretty poor name. Matter of fact, they bring reproach on Christ and on His church because of their poor name. And this is kind of a common thing. Now, I mean, I don't say common, but it's something that that's out there. And so to have a good name isn't something that we isn't something that necessarily we develop. Right? We don't develop a good name, but I'm going to do some good things. People may try. Let me do some good things at church so people think, yeah, I'm a really good person. No, no, no. It's really, we're going to get to later how we get that good name, but this is something that God gives us in a relationship. Now, B, riches are commonly thrown away on the lowest of human nature. I'm just saying to you tonight, folks, some of the lowest rascals in our world are rich. Right? I mean, some of the worst of humanity. I mean, just, and I'm not, I mean, I'm not trying to kick them either down, because I'm not trying. I've just said this either way. But you look over there in Hollywood, in that part of the world, a lot of very rich people over there. And a lot of them have done some things that are reprehensible. You understand what I'm saying? And there's still court cases over these things going on. And so God, listen, there's been a lot of money thrown, a lot of riches commonly are thrown away on the lowest of human nature. So why would we rather have a good name than riches? Well, partly because it's a special blessing from God. Number two, partly because a good name gives one peace and contentment of mind. It gives us peace and contentment of mind. You know, you ever had any stress in your life, right? We know what that's like. There's something about living right. When I say living right, I'm just living right. I don't mean like that. I mean living righteous, living right before God, that gives us a peace of mind of whatever's going on. What, that contentment and peace and contentment that, listen, whatever's come my way, I'm okay with it, right? There's a peace that comes with that from having that good name that God is, that I'm in that place with Him. But then under that, also, it gives contentment and assurance in one's condition in life. Listen, whether you're in that that poor neighborhood, right? Whether you are poor, whether you're in that job that you hate, right? Whatever condition, whatever situation you find yourself, listen, having a good name, it gives contentment and assurance in where you're at. You know, here's our problem, folks. This world we live in today is you ever heard this? It's called what kind of race? A rat race. It's a rat race. And what's the rat trying to do? Trying to get somewhere, but where is it really going? It's like on the hamster wheel, right? It's like you're just trying to get something. I've wondered sometimes. I see people trying so hard to accomplish the American dream or whatever it is, that by the time you get to it, you look back and realize how much you lost trying to get to it. And I'm going to tell you what, sometimes just realizing, you know, a good name and a right relationship with God in this kind of place is, I may not be filthy rich. I may not have all the things, but I can be content with where God has for me. And then be under that, money can buy many things. But no amount of riches can buy contentment. There's no amount of riches that's going to buy you contentment. Nothing. No amount. There's no way we can get to the place of purchasing something that makes us feel content. Wealth actually often makes us. By the way, this isn't just a negative on wealth and on being rich and having riches. It's given a comparison. It's given a rather. I'd rather have a good name than riches. I mean, if there's a third option, can I have them both, right? Sometimes, and that's not necessarily, but that's not, there's a rather tonight. Number three, the third thing is partly, this is the third partly, because a good name is often an evidence of one's integrity and holiness. I say here, it's often, not always, right? We can hide a lot of things and we could do this, but just because we assume some things. But I'm going to tell you, here's the thing, when what we want to, this concept that we're talking about here is this good name, is that it's come as a result of my integrity. It's come as a result of my holiness before the Lord. That's where the good name comes. Now, A under that, it is accompanied with God's love and favor. I want you to see this here. It's accompanied with God's love and favor. It's evidence of that life, but it's also accompanied with that love and favor of God. And so B, riches often come to the hurt of the owner. I don't need to tell you of the, I don't specifically know, I didn't look it up, the statistics on people that come into large sums of money through the lottery. Almost every one of them ruins their life. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about this thing, but when I see these ads on the TV or something about, it's fun to play the lottery. What's fun about playing the lottery? You're for the person that goes and buys a $1 lotto ticket, whatever, probably, yeah, you know, and absolutely you see people that do that like, oh, yeah, you know, whatever. And it's more of just like fun to dream about, man, if I won the lottery, you know, just, you know, we used to always do that, you know, man, if I had $1 million, well, you know, if I got, what would I do? But rarely does it stop there. Most people that do this gambling end up spending grocery money and, you know, food money and other kind of money. And by the time they're done, they've invested so much money in it that now they get this money and it ruins their life. Riches often come to the hurt of the owner. So see, this verse concludes with a similar rather. Look at verse 1 again. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So we find here that number one is just this. Loving favor is good grace or good favor. A under that, it's a good report among men, and again, primarily good men. It's the same concept here. B, loving favor is accompanied with love and kindness, and so loving favor is this good grace, this loving favor that we have here. It's accompanied with the kind of relationship that has the favor is returned and kindness returned to us. It's rather, listen, what Solomon was telling his son here is, son, listen, it's better. You would rather have a good name than to have riches. Riches will not give you what a good name will. Now a good name might not buy you things, But there's something that at the end of the day, if you have yourself in the nicest house in a poor neighborhood, or you have yourself in the wealthiest and richest of jobs or situations, you're going to find yourself still pillowing your head, missing something in your life, and that's discontentment, some of these other things. Number two under that, silver and gold made by fake friends but it runs out, right? The rich man has many friends gathered around, right? Some of these sports people, it used to be, it's changed it so much now that they're getting paid in college now, but used to be all of a sudden just a regular kid from, you know, a lot of times from poor families, average families, whatever, they go and they make it to the pros and they get just money dumped all over them. All of a sudden their family comes out of the woodwork. All of a sudden, you know, folks come and you want to know about fake friends and how this goes. Watch right after somebody dies and all the hands go out, right? All of a sudden, everybody was whoever died's best, you know, relative. You're like, how on earth? Listen, silver and gold can buy fake friends, but it runs out. As soon as you run out of money, you run out of fake friends, right? Because they move on to somebody else that has the money. Hey, genuine love of good people is a whole different situation. I'm just saying, I would rather have a friend when I need people around than have a friend when I don't need them. Right? You understand? This is kind of the situation we're looking at too. Now, number two. So how does one go about getting a good name? That's what I want to just kind of finish up with this tonight. How does one go about getting a good name? How do we get that done? Well, let's go over to Genesis in chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11 and verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So number one, their attempt was not to make a good name, but that their name might be remembered among men and not be, what was the word there? Scattered. See, they wanted their name to be there. They wanted it to be something that they wanted to have a name, and lest they were scattered and people would forget about them. People want something to be remembered for, right? And so they put their name on buildings. And down the road, you got a building named some name that nobody knows who that name is. It's just a name. Right? You got this and such and such building, and absolutely nobody knows who that's in reference to. But this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to avoid being scattered. They wanted to make a name for themselves. A, it was an effort to use their riches and success to make a name. So B, here's the question. So how did that work out? Let's look at verse 7. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language. And of course, this is the Lord speaking, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord, what's that next word? Y'all find that funny? Is it just me? I don't know. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build their city. Wow. So, what they were attempting to do and say, we're going to do this on our own. We're going to establish something so important that people will remember us, and we won't become a scattered people. We'll have this. And God says, let's go down and these people, let's go down and scatter them. Sometimes God wants to remind us who's in charge. Let's don't misunderstand. God isn't like a bully that comes down and knocks down your blocks, right? God is trying to help us to turn our attention to Him, because He's God, and He is the sole provider of this thing called peace and contentment. And God said that will never satisfy you, because as soon as you get up there, you're going to want to get higher. Remember when the Empire State Building was the tallest building in the world? And then somebody else built a taller building. And then somebody else built a taller building. And now somebody else has to build a taller building. And now they're building another taller building. Everybody wants to have the tallest building. So now some of these buildings, I remember the tallest building in Asia was a building. And then on top of that building was this like antenna that went up higher. And because it was attached to the building, they counted that. You're like, that's cheating. But anyway, it's like, let's just find this thing. It doesn't bring contentment. I mean, if you got the tallest building, you're the tallest building, somebody looks over and says, we could stack a few more bricks. God said, I want you to come to what's there. Listen, number two, what they wanted to do in building their own name through riches and success became a byword. Look at verse 9. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. You know, I've studied linguistics for a lot of years, and I've been to linguistic schools and both in Bible linguistic schools as well as secular linguistic schools. And it's so interesting how in secular linguistic schools they know that there was a point in history that all the languages seem to have branched out from one place around this time frame, but we have no idea what it was. It's like the world misses this very interesting thing. But the Lord said this very clearly. It's been He confounded their language. Look with me, under that. It is interesting what that word seems to imply today. Look over in Acts chapter 17. Let's look over there and we find this word. It's a couple times. We're just going to look at it here, though, in Acts chapter 17. I just thought it was interesting. I find it interesting what God does. And Acts chapter 17 and in verse 18, we find Paul here in Athens. And it says, then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. And some said, what will this babbler say? Other some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. The word Babel that was set back there, and the Hebrew word is something Babylon or something like that. It's still very, very similar, which eventually became the area of Babylon and Babylon, the city of Babel. And now here we are. It's a word today. If we say when they say this babbler, they're saying what they say is this kind of, what's this person that's saying a bunch of stuff, right? Today when we say a kid, blah, 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 they say they're babbling, right? The very concept of man trying to set up his own name, trying to create his own name in the world, God said, I'm going to turn that into a word that just means to be confounding. It means nothing, really, is what it comes down to. So B, good favor of the Lord comes from mercy and truth. Now let's go back over to Proverbs chapter 3. We're in Proverbs chapter 3. want you to see this here in Proverbs chapter 3. And in verse 3, and the way he says this here, he says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. In other words, forsake thee, don't let mercy and truth leave you. Okay, is what he says. So how are we going to do that? He says in verse 3, he says, bind them upon thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. So what he's saying, of course, the Jews actually did that. They wore things, but it's really keeping it. It's about keeping it in your heart and in your mind is what he's talking about. Keep these things. He says, keep a hold of these things. So number one, it is not in what we do for ourselves, but particularly, it's how we treat others. Really, this here, this is what we're going to find here in this situation. In verse 4, it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So, he says, listen, it's through mercy and truth that we're going to find that favor of God that brings that's that good name. So, under that, to live out these things brings favor and understanding. Chapter 13 and in verse 15. It says, good understanding giveth favor. And we find that, again, there's the same concept. Number two, that good understanding in turn brings favor. And so this is what we're going to find. See, we have then a choice. Which would you rather? Because you can't choose option three. And you might say, well, can't we have both? So we don't get a good name by striving for great riches. Right? Now, is there somebody, do we have a record of anybody in the Word of God that had both a good name and riches? Oh, happened to be the fellow that wrote this, wasn't it? Solomon, right? But you know what he was seeking when he got that? What he was seeking is to, Lord, just help me to be a blessing. Help me to judge your people, God. This is too much for me. Help me to judge your people. You know what he said? Lord, help me to do mercy and truth for others. And God said, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you both, riches and long life. And, of course, he had a good name. Of course, we find here, next book over, in the book of Ecclesiastes, he kind of squandered that. But the thing is that I want to get here, we make a choice. Am I going to be seeking a good name? Or am I going to seek great riches? We can't chase both. You see that tonight? We can't chase both. One of these will most definitely bring some immediate gratification. Right? Riches will. I mean, let's don't pretend, man. I'm glad I don't have money. Glad I don't have money. I don't know what it'd get in my way, you know. Nobody says that. I'm just glad. I'm glad I'm poor and I got food most of the time. No, I mean, listen, there's some immediate gratification from riches, right? There's some things that, we could say, man, that would be, but I'm going to tell you what, be under the other, an enduring contentment. A good name. Listen, riches doesn't give us contentment. I hope we got that across. Now, I've talked about that many other times, but when I've talked about it, it's because the Proverbs talk about it many times. There is contentment doesn't come from wealth, but it does come from mercy and truth and having a right standing before God. What a wonderful thing it is! And so let's pass on wisdom.
You know, let's take what Solomon wanted to pass to his son, what God preserved for us. Let's grab a hold of that and say, listen, why don't you try for this, for that? Listen, I'm trying to. I want to have a good name before God. I was saying to one of the girls today. This is one of the coworkers. You know, she comes in. She says she often shows up late, and she says, "Yeah, I was always has some excuse." I said, "How life would be so much different if you had no thought about lying, right? How life would be so much different, and you could just tell people whatever you want." But I'm going to tell you, for a believer, if a lie comes out your mouth and it comes across to somebody, if you're in a relationship with the Lord, that's really tough. You lose contentment, right? Lose contentment. A good name, though, says, you know, it's going to cost me, but it has contentment. Well, amen. Let's all stand together tonight. We'll close. Father, I do pray that you would you'd help us with this thing, Lord, that we might really desire a good name. It's rather to be chosen. This isn't even a question. It's not even a valid choice between the two. Though so many do choose riches, strive for and go for it. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to, not only individually us in here tonight, Lord, that we would rather a good name, but Lord, we might pass on that concept, that understanding, these things that we've talked about tonight, how, Lord, that you're that a good name is so much more desirable. I pray that you'd have your will and way this week. Lord, give us opportunities and occasions to live for you. We'll thank you for it now in Jesus' name.